We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Segment is brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Chris, it's time for picks.
And the picks went very well. If we had been in Lost Wages, Nevada last week, you and I would have been rolling in it. We'd have been at pools. We'd have been at those pools. You got to pay like $100 just to get in.
You more Six pina colada two. Or daiquiri?
I'm a Miami Vice. Can they make those? The
Mix
Miami Vice? Yeah.
Half daiquiri, half colada.
Let's go the Miami Vice route.
I mean, when you're killing it,
you can get whatever you want, damn it. We were both 6-2. I got Georgia Tech wrong. You had Boise and New England, and I had Georgia Tech and the Steelers wrong. Are you ready? Both 10-6 on the year, locked in Mortal Kombat. Here we go. Let's start with the NFL. New Orleans, after barely surviving the suddenly good Cleveland Browns, they go to Atlanta, where the Falcons beat the Panthers 31-24. Atlanta -3 at home over New Orleans.
Yeah, this is a tough game for me because I like New Orleans at the start of the year, and I obviously don't like the way they played in their two home games, and historically it seems like they're better at home than on the road. I also watched the Falcons last week, and I didn't come away impressed with their win against Carolina, but I'm going to take the home team here. I don't want to just fall back on New Orleans because I like them at the start of the year before having watched them play.
Yep.
So I'm going to lay the 3 points and take the Falcons -3.
I'm going to take New Orleans in this one. No Deion Jones for the Falcons, who saved a game against New Orleans with that kind of acrobatic, photogenic interception. And Tevin Coleman had a really good game for the Falcons last week.
Because Freeman's out.
But, man, I don't like them not having the 1-2 punch. So I'm taking New Orleans there. I think they get back in a big way. Drew Brees is completing 81.3% of his passes. If he threw his next 137 in a row incomplete, he'd still be the most accurate passer in league history. Cincinnati, 2-0 atop the AFC North. Nothing could go wrong there. They travel to Carolina. 3-point favorite, the Carolina Panthers at home. Man, this feels like the time where the Cincinnati magic starts to wane a little bit, right in advance of Vontaze Burfict getting back into the fold here shortly. I like Carolina at home to kind of physically beat them up, get a little pass rush on Andy Dalton, who I think is one of the biggest kind of splits guys. If he's throwing from a clean pocket, he can be spectacular. If he gets pressured, bumped off his spot, I hate him. I'll take Carolina. I'll lay the 3.
I'm going to disagree with you again. The Bengals have 2 11-point wins. They beat the Colts on the road, and Indy went into Washington and won last week. They beat the Ravens by 11, and the Ravens beat Buffalo by 44. So I think Cincinnati is underrated here.
Don't throw Buffalo out as any kind of barometer. They suck.
I think the Bengals, we'll see where they end the year, but I think they're good right now. They're clicking on offense, and I'll take my chances. I think they've got a shot to win the game outright.
I think the most interesting of our four pro games, Denver at Baltimore, the Ravens a 5.5-point favorite in this one.
And I'm going to take the points here again. I think with Denver, I give them a chance to win the game. Keenum's turned the ball over, but he's made winning plays. Lindsey has given them a big asset in the run game. Their defense, we know, is good. So I'll take that defense against Flacco, hope it's a close game, and maybe they win it. So I'll take Denver +5.5.
I like Denver because they have Von Miller, and I have a feeling Flacco is closer to the quarterback we saw against Cincinnati, who was very uneven, whose team got way down in that game, and then he couldn't bring them back.
Yep.
Then he is the guy that dominated a bad Bills team. I like Denver in this one. All right, Steelers on the road. A curious line if you've never studied sports betting before, but if you have, you know that this isn't that surprising. A 1.5-point favorite over the Harvard man, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ugh. Do I pile on here? Do I pile on and just assume? You know, the Steelers' defense stinks. We just played all that Keith Butler all hour. I can't pick the Steelers after hearing that. Tampa Bay +1.5.
I can. I'm taking the Steelers to win. We've seen...
You just got done destroying the defensive coordinator.
New Orleans scored 40 against them in week one. The Eagles had a backup quarterback. I know it's Foles, but everybody got hurt for them in that game. And I think that Fitzpatrick will look The Steelers will win there, and this will be more about Ryan Fitzpatrick coming back down to earth than it will be about them finding a defense. I'm not going to get fooled by a good defensive performance in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I think Fitzpatrick will give the offense extra possessions, and I think the Steelers will make something of them. And I picked them to win a close game, and it's a point and a half. So I'm going to ride with them here and pick them to get their first win of the season in Tampa.
No one's covering DeSean Jackson. So that's
no,
why
I don't disagree with that, but Fitzpatrick's going to play a sloppy game.
All right, on to the college slate. Penn State, I'm not even going to explain myself here. Penn State, minus the 27.5, thank you very much, over Illinois on the road on Friday night.
Yeah, if Penn State can come here and beat Pitt 51-6, doesn't that mean they should just blow out Illinois?
Illinois beat Kent State by 7.
Yeah, and Penn State beat Kent State by 50. So I'm with you, man. We're both James Franklin acolytes. I'm going to take Penn State here.
Kansas State on the road at Mountaineer Field. West Virginia, 16.5-point favorite in this one.
I'll be there, and I'm going to take K-State in this game. And I'm looking at K-State right now. You know, they get beat by Mississippi State by 3 touchdowns at home. But there's just something about Bill Snyder teams in this spot. And West Virginia had a funny week off because of the hurricane situation. I think they're going into this game feeling themselves a little bit, and I think K-State won't beat themselves. So I think it's a competitive game. I'll take the 16.5.
I hate that number, but I like West Virginia and Will Grier more than I hate the number. I'll take West Virginia to cover that one. Okay. Maybe with a similar 3-touchdown win to what Mississippi State put on.
By the way, the Fan Hotline is brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in town.
Pitt minus 3.5 on the road against a pretty terrible Larry Fedora-coached UNC team, also coming off, I believe, right, a hurricane-canceled game.
Yep. You?
I got Pitt here. I think they finally are due to beat North Carolina at some point. These are not your Mitchell Trubisky North Carolina Tar Heels. I think Pitt got a little shine off that Georgia Tech game, and I think they're going to keep it rolling at least for a little bit longer.
Yeah, North Carolina, to me... Oh, man, who are they?
They
get blown out by East Carolina, one of the worst teams in college football, but they went to Cal and only lost by a touchdown.
Cal threw 4 picks in that game, though, and they couldn't beat them.
Yeah, I'm going to thank you for that information. I'm going to take Pitt, then, minus 3.5.
Notre Dame, 7-point favorites on the road at Wake Forest, last seen against Boston College.
Chris, I don't like Notre Dame in this game. I think they could go there and lose. I've been unimpressed with them the last 2 weeks. I think Wake Forest can put points up, so I'm going to take the Demon Deacons plus 7.
I feel like this is an opportunity for me, with you all over Wake in this one, to maybe gain a game. I'm taking Notre Dame. They have, to quote the late Beano Cook, they have more material. You've got to pick Notre Dame.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.